Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to PSO. I'm the big dog. I'm Chasey J, the Chasey J. In the Zoom call with me is Caleb Reardon, the pasty prince, the one and only, the big slayer, the big packer. That's right. That's Caleb. Caleb, say hi to the folks.
I don't get called the pasty prince anymore.
I know. It's kind of refreshing. Oh, yeah. Why, like, the big dog stuck, but the pasty prince didn't? I'm kind of pissed.
Well, that's your thing. Nobody calls me the pasty prince besides you.
Well, guess what? I'm going to keep it alive, baby. I got to keep it alive.
Can always count on you.
That's right. Hey, a shitty joke nobody laughed at? Keep saying it 30 more times till somebody laughs. That's my motto, baby. We got a lot to talk about, mainly because we have not done a podcast in a long time. We lied to you people and said we were going to start doing them more. Stuff comes up. We're busy people. Caleb, you have a fun weekend this weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Oh, shit. I completely forgot we hung out.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Usually that's how we like break the ice, talk about our weekends, but we spent the whole weekend together.
Chase and I and a group of 10 other men, 12 other men, went to a lake house and, we just committed sins all weekend and, drank too much, ate a bunch of shit we shouldn't have ate. And, yeah, it was a great time. So I had a great weekend. I'm not that sunburnt. I'm just a little sunburnt, not that sunburnt, which was great. Yeah. Last year I went to the lake for the first time and I looked ridiculous. It looked like I was half spray painted red and half spray painted white. It was ridiculous.
That was so great.
I avoided an awkward sunburn. I had a blast, though. It was so much fun.
Yeah. This year was definitely a lot more fun than last year. I'll give it
that. I agree.
I was not sober one day this year.
Yeah.
And I didn't puke, ladies and gentlemen. That's a big deal for me.
I also didn't puke. There wasn't a lot of puking.
The only time I almost puked was when I got... Oh, never mind. I'll save that. I'll save that for my final thought, I guess.
Oh,
I
didn't think
I'll give my final thought. But the NBA playoffs is going on right now as we speak. It's been great so far.
Yeah.
But we're kind of hitting a standpoint because, well, LeBron James got LeBounced. You like that title?
No.
That was pretty shitty. I kinda felt like I was slacking on the titles. But LeBron James lost in the first round to the Suns. First time ever. Yeah. AD got put out on, he played, and every single possession from then on out was a switch on AD.
Yeah.
And of course, AD got hurt again because that's what he does.
Yep.
He has more injuries than Lonnie has children. It just happens.
No.
You know,
do people understand that joke?
No, but our friends
like
will.
Inside jokes about our friends
will.
Who else?
He has a lot of children. He has a lot of kids.
Yeah, yeah.
But this kind of shook up the whole landscape, especially in the West, and let alone the NBA. But I mean, the Lakers were the favorites going into Game Six still to win, or not the favorites, or were the favorites to win the series going into Game Six still, even despite being down 3-2.
Really
now
true.
They're out of it. Now they're out of it, and now the West is just wide open. It's the wild, wild West.
Yeah.
If you, I haven't missed a beat with these really shitty jokes. I'm doing great right now. So right now, I mean, who do you think? Who's the new favorite? Because, I mean, obviously it was the Lakers, but that's past tense now. What are we looking at now?
There's a lot to pick from.
There is a lot to pick from.
Who is the actual favorite? You should look that up while I'm talking. I don't know why I want to say the Clippers, but I'm not going to say the Clippers.
Ooh.
If Jamal Murray was with the Nuggets, I would say them. I don't know. I feel like everybody's got a good shot. I mean, Denver's been great. Jokic just got announced. He won MVP. That just got announced today. Phoenix looked great against the Lakers. Like you said, they knew Anthony Davis was hurt. They attacked him every single possession until he left the game. So that was entertaining, and Devin Booker played awesome in the first round. A lot of Devin Booker haters were put to sleep. He takes out the King in round one. Chris Paul played well. The role players played well. Mikal Bridges had a nice series. Jay Crowder did well. So, sure. I don't know. I like what I see from the Suns. And obviously the Jazz, you can't even count them out. They're the number one seed. They have the best record in the NBA. So, I mean, if you're holding a gun to my head, I want Phoenix, right? I want Phoenix.
I just want
it to happen. Yeah. I just think it'd be cool. Chris Paul finally makes a run.
That would be cool.
Goes to Western Conference Finals. Has Devin Booker.
Chris Paul is one of the most underrated guys out there, too. Him and Devin Booker, kind
of.
I mean,
of course.
And if they both make the finals.
Every team Chris Paul goes to is better.
Chris Paul will finally get put on the pedestal he deserves to be if he makes a finals with this team.
Yeah. I'm really interested to see how the Clippers deal with Utah. Their roster is kind of crazy, man. I mean, Kawhi, Paul George. I mean, their roster's nuts. Like, they got guys. And the thing with them is, like, there's been, like, little to no cohesion and team chemistry, and that's, like, been their biggest falling point. And I think if the Mavericks had a little more firepower, they could have taken them out. I mean, they couldn't do anything with Luka. He just tore them limb from limb. So I'll say I want Phoenix. Yeah, I want Phoenix. That's my answer, Phoenix.
You want Phoenix? Yeah. Okay, wanting and who do you think is two completely different.
Yeah, well, I've blended it into one. Phoenix.
You can't. Okay. All right. That's fine. You want to hear the championship odds?
Yeah.
Okay. This is according to oddshark.com. I don't know if anybody uses that, but go right ahead and bet
good.
You want to. Brooklyn Nets are plus 160. Obviously, they are the favorite. Utah, plus 350. Clippers, plus 450. Bucks, plus 650. Suns, plus 900. Caleb.
Wow.
Caleb.
I might win some money. Who knows? Wait, that's
title
odds?
You want to drop a hundo?
They're not winning the
title.
To win it.
The 76ers, plus 1,400. Denver, plus 2,200. And Atlanta, plus 2,200.
Okay.
And that was as of June 7th. So yesterday.
It's Brooklyn and Utah.
Yeah.
That's the favorites. I'm kind of excited to see Utah. I didn't get to watch a ton of the Grizzlies Jazz series.
That was a great
series. I know
Ja
had a couple games in there, but you know they were the 8 seed, so they kind of did away with them quickly. So I'm kind of excited to see how they deal with the Clippers, and I definitely think they could beat the Clippers. I think they could beat the Clippers quickly if they don't show up.
Really?
You know, we've seen this Clipper team just lay down and die. So I'm excited for the West. The West is fun. It's wide open. It's kind
wide
of cool.
Open.
I wish Jamal Murray was still playing, but
yeah, that would have been cool to have like a Jokic Murray playoff run. That would have been dope. But I mean, Jokic is still performing. MPJ's out there performing too.
Yeah.
You know,
that's been
there's
awesome.
Still a lot of bright spots on that team, but I mean, I feel like this year is, hey, who's healthy? Especially now that LeBron's out. But even it came into factor for the Lakers series too, because, well, LeBron, he's never going to be 100% again, apparently, ever. You know, he came out and said that. AD obviously was hurt. So, I mean, look at who's healthy right now in the West. Utah's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
And they're the one seed.
Yep.
Everybody keeps forgetting this. Utah's the number one. You know, you got Mitchell, who needs to make that step, needs to make that leap as the guy. You know, because he's kind of right now, his comparison is to Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade did that. He made that leap in 06 with Shaq. I mean, he had a little help, but, I mean, Mitchell's got guys all around him. Ingles can score. Rudy Gobert, he's going to win Defensive Player of the Year again, probably.
They got the sixth man of the year, bro. M.I.Z.
And they got the sixth man. Yeah, Clarkson. Yeah, Clarkson's been balling his ass out, you know. So, and they got a great head coach. Quinn Snyder is in the Coach of the Year running every single year. If there's a year for them to do it, it's the year that LeBron James isn't out there.
He's out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're going to have a similar year to when Toronto won the NBA title, where it was kind of like, hey, we're going to have a team out of the West that you're kind of, 50-50 on, and then a team in the East that's a powerhouse. I think we're going to have a Brooklyn and a Utah NBA Finals. And I think everybody's going to talk about how, you know, Utah can't, you know, they can't do it. They don't have enough firepower. And who knows? They might not be able to. Brooklyn, they have injury history. I think we're going to have, and I think Utah can win the NBA championship from it. I think we could have a similar scenario to that. Wow. James Harden missed game two. James Harden was out, you know, KD and Kyrie. So now we're missing.
He missed two games, right? He played
one
minute.
Did he miss the first one too?
Yeah, he played 1 minute.
Yeah, you're right. So we're now getting to the point where, I mean, we should have been worried earlier whenever it's like, hey, they've only played 10 games together. But now we're getting to the point where we're in the freaking playoffs and you're missing your top guys. Like, that's still, you know, that's a big question mark. It takes another top guy for you to, you know, almost lose the series. But then again, Milwaukee's getting absolutely slapped. So, I like your pick with Phoenix, though. That team looks great. Who would have thought that DeAndre Ayton was going to be a really pivotal player for a successful playoff team?
He's playing really, really well.
Those roids that he took, they hadn't worn off yet, you know?
No roids.
He's still hanging on to them.
So,
you think the Suns are a finals winning roster? You think they got a chance or no? You think they can make it?
Well, I mean, my philosophy is if you make it, you can win. So, if they can make the finals, then yeah, they can win. They will need some help though, because I mean, I'm not scared for Brooklyn. I'm just not.
I mean, you were sitting next to me on the couch when we were watching that Suns game six, and word for word, what did I say about Devin Booker whenever Chris Paul got hurt? I said he ain't got it. You don't remember that?
He ain't got it in him.
And he ain't got it in him.
Like 45,
and then he fucking just was hitting daggers all over the place. So maybe this is the year that Devin Booker's like, shoots up past Tatum. He shoots up past everybody because right now he hasn't proven shit, you know. So,
man, I don't know. This kid's disrespected. He
that
really
game,
is,
that
man.
Game. Yeah, I mean, well, think about it. We don't even throw him in our top 20 list most of the time.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. We don't. We are part of the disrespecting
here,
Caleb.
He is how old? 23? 24? He is a young sprout. He is a young whippersnapper. This is his first playoffs. He's never been in the playoffs. This is his first one. And he's just slayed the king. So
24 years old and you've beaten LeBron James and scored 72 points in a game.
Yeah.
That's
in the first
fucking
round.
Impressive.
LeBron's first ever first round exit and you were on the other side.
You were a part of it. And not only a part of it, you were a huge factor in it.
Devin Booker haters are down bad. That's all I'll say. Down bad.
True. All right. So, the Bucks, on the other hand, if we're going to the East, they look like they're in playoff form right now. They're down 0-2 to the Nets. It's looking
fucking slaughtered. They got
killed
last night.
This is about
bro.
On par.
I turned that game on for 5 seconds, and they were up like 19. And then I turned it off, and then at the half, they were up like 30. I'm like, I'm not watching this, bro.
I did the same thing. I watched Brook Lopez take a little jump shot and miss it, and then I was out. I was like, all right.
They can just be figured out. They're a disease we have a cure for, you know? We know what we're going to get, and it happens, and we get it. And then they run up to these teams that are much better suited for the playoffs than them. You know, Kevin Durant is not going to fuck around with Giannis. He doesn't really give a shit. He's just going to score a bunch. Doesn't matter what Giannis is going to do. And then if Giannis isn't making free throws and he's not making threes, which he doesn't do either of those, then you're going to have a hard time. And, you know, your role play, you have other guys like Drew and Chris Middleton, but the Nets got Kyrie. And, you know, maybe we'll see Harden. Maybe we won't even need Harden. Who the hell knows? Because they're getting their ass whooped. And I've never been a Bucks guy, especially this year. I just, not enough changes, and we've seen it. Like, we just see, it's just the same movie over and over and over again. They just let you down. And I don't really know what they do. So, I don't know.
Yeah. There's so many question marks that need to come out of Milwaukee. And the fact of the matter is Giannis signed the max. You know, he's with Milwaukee. He's not hitting free agency. He's sticking with it. You know, so they're always going to have the Giannis factor. But now I think we're getting to the point where, you know, when Giannis was hitting his peak, it was kind of like, what is this guy going to be? You know, how good is he going to get? How far up on the totem pole is he going to get in regards to the top players in the league? Now, I think we're kind of figuring out who he is. And I don't know if it's a good thing or not. Sometimes guys are just twos on championship teams. I don't know if Giannis is a one on a championship team. Then again, his second best player is Drew Holiday, which, that's no offense to Drew. Drew's a great fucking player. Drew improved this team 10 times on the defensive end. Chris Middleton, I don't know what happens in the playoffs with him, but he just shuts down. They got, you know, Lopez, who, I mean, he's Lopez. He doesn't play fucking defense. It doesn't really matter, though, because the Brooklyn Nets don't really have much of a paint presence. I just don't like this team. Budenholzer is getting a lot of shit, too. Budenholzer apparently is a bad coach. If you ask Milwaukee fans, it's like asking Pelican fans what they think of their head coach. Stan Van and Budenholzer, people fucking hate them. You know, that's my favorite thing, is following the actual accounts on Twitter of, like, the teams. Because then you go through the actual fans, what fans are saying, people that love this team. They absolutely hate Budenholzer. I think it starts at the top. I think you got to, after they get swept by the Nets, which I think it's going to happen, even though James Harden might not play in all four games or five games, how many games it takes. I think you just got to start at the top. You got to fire Budenholzer, and you got to find a way to work around the cap. You got to find a way to pick up a second guy, or maybe even, you know, a Dame-type player to put up with Giannis, because right now it's not working. It's not working. Giannis can't be your primary ball handler when he's coming up and down the court, when everybody knows it's going to happen, because he's going to take a three. And what's up with this? He can't hit free throws anymore. Is that a thing? Giannis was a decent free throw shooter, I felt like. 60s? 70s?
I think he shoots 68% or something. That ain't good.
68%? That's better than the fucking 54% he's shooting, or whatever the hell it is now. He went 2-for-7 at the line the other day. Like, he can't go. He's scared to go to the line. Like, he's afraid. Yeah, absolutely. And he's bricking everything. Yeah. If I were them, I'd foul him every time, too. And he can't shoot a three. You know, they just figured, like you said, they just figured him out. And there's too much firepower on this Nets team to be figuring shit out. You know, you got to start somewhere. I think you got to fire Budenholzer if they get bounced in the second round this year. I mean, you just have to.
You think it there's sucks, any? Right?
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, this Go is ahead. So. Yeah, I think this and this, like, we're talking about how this is the year for, you know, this is the year for like six teams to really make a step, and most importantly, it's for another player to show that they can fill the shoes that LeBron James is going to leave open whenever he's eventually done here in the next couple years. This is the time. You know, Devin Booker's, Donovan Mitchell's, Giannis, Joel Embiid's, Trey Young's, for Christ's sake. This is the playoffs to do it. LeBron's out. Show that you can carry this, not only your team, but you can carry the league this year, because this is the only reason people are watching the playoffs. I thought Giannis could do it. I thought he could, but I guess we're all kind of wrong sometimes.
Well, the Bud thing sucks, because, like, he's not a bad coach. Like, we know that. Like,
yeah, you know, he's an amazing coach.
He's been at the top three in the East every year since he's been in Milwaukee. He had that 160-something win Hawks team in Atlanta, yeah, where they had four nobodies get all-stars. And I say nobodies, that's disrespect, but they had four guys, like, come out of the woodwork and just be named all-stars. And
yeah, I saw Jeff Teague play for Boston this year. He's kind of a nobody.
And it's just like, he just doesn't have the postseason success. And I don't know why. I guess it's just hard to adjust. You know, obviously the postseason, we don't have to sit here and tell you it's very different than the playoffs. It's a lot less physical. I would say the regular season is less taxing. And playing the same people seven times in a row, as opposed to, you know, a home and home, like, you know, you're going to get figured out. So, yeah, it sucks. I also don't think Bud, I don't think they're winning a championship with Coach Bud. Kind of sucks. I do think Giannis can be the best player on a championship team. He won two MVPs, for God's sake. Like,
yeah,
the guy, there is a world, there is a roster that you can put around Giannis that would be a great playoff team. Now, whether that, then you got to come, it comes down to him, right? I don't know if this is that roster or not, but I think I think it's too early to throw that away. I mean, the guy is incredible. Like, Giannis is incredible. Yeah, he's got his downfalls, but every player does. Yeah. I think there is a world where they can figure it out. I don't know what the team looks like. They need a legit two-star, though. They need a guy.
That is true.
Like, no, all due respect to Chris Middleton, all due respect to Jrue Holiday. They need one of the 10 guys that matters, and
yeah,
unfortunately, they just don't have it.
Wait, I mean, here at PSO, we're known for being some of the best analysts on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
You ready for a comparison here? Sometimes, yeah, when we look at coaches, there's a lot of coaches that can just absolutely dominate the regular season and then just blow it in the playoffs. It's just that's just something that happens. Coaches that are regular season coaches, just like how there's regular season players like Russell Westbrook. I think it happens with coaches too. Budenholzer. Yeah. Budenholzer, a guy that can't win in the playoffs. Kind of like George Karl back in the day. Remember George Karl?
Yeah.
I mean, he ended up becoming a disaster for the Kings.
Yeah.
But he was mostly known. He went to the NBA Finals one time with the Supersonics. Another really good coach. How about Terry Stotts, guy in Portland? He's had, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge in his prime, which, I mean, people are going to, you know, roll their eyes if they don't remember how good LaMarcus Aldridge was back in the day. That guy was fucking good. He was talented. And now they have Dame. And the farthest they've got was the Western Conference Finals. Exactly. And they had C.J. McCollum, who's another great player. You know, they've had great teams. Some coaches just can't make – Andy Reid for the longest time. He couldn't do it either. He made one Super Bowl with the Eagles. Yeah, look at this. We're cross-sports referencing now. That's how good this comparison is. Sometimes coaches just can't do it. And until they do, you're just going to have that moniker with you. And I think that's going to happen to Giannis. Giannis is going to have that he can't win in the big games thing. LeBron had the same thing coming up. Budenholzer – I think you've ran your course with it. This is back-to-back seasons where you should have had a title under your belt. And this year especially. At least gone to the NBA Finals.
And you haven't even gotten close.
Joel Embiid's hurt. The Nets are without James Harden. You know, there's so many different factors that are coming into this that make it easier for the Bucks to win an NBA championship. They're all going out there healthy. They're all going out there swinging. You have your best player on the floor, and you're losing games. That's not acceptable. All right, I'm tired of talking about the Bucks.
It does suck they drew the Nets. That is unfortunate.
It does suck. I mean,
it's the way of the land, but, you know.
Yeah. And the worst part is the fact that they had their redemption last series against the Heat. That was such a big, that was such a big win for them.
That wasn't even close.
Yeah, 4-0 sweep. But they, you know, that felt good.
Oh, absolutely.
Beat the team that embarrassed you in the bubbles last year. But
unfortunately, if you would have won that game, that series last year, you would have went to the finals.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. This year, you get the Nets. So.
This year, you get your ass whooped in the second round. So it's only 2-0. Like, it's over?
I think it's over. Right?
It's got to be.
It's over.
They can't beat them four times in however many games, five games. There's no way.
Unless something catastrophic happens to KD and Kyrie or something like that.
Yeah, Kyrie gets tired of playing basketball this
season. Yeah.
Kyrie got to go on a fucking mission trip in the middle of the... You guys got it.
Jeez. All right. Also, in the East, let's talk about Trae Young. We didn't get to talk about any of the Knicks series at all, but we don't even have to now. Because guess what? The Atlanta Hawks have a 1-0 lead over the Philadelphia 76ers right now. They won. Yeah. They won. Trae Young had a double-double. He had 35 points and 10 assists. Capella had 11 points. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I just love how they run the pick and roll together. Joel Embiid has a partially torn knee.
Mm-hmm.
We got a 1-0 series right now. It's still early. Obviously, it's still early. But let me just throw it out there. They took one on the road. They always say that it doesn't start until you win one on the road, right? That's always the saying in all sports, or at least sports that have seven-game series. Do the Hawks have a chance against the 76ers and an injured Joel Embiid?
Yeah, they definitely got a chance. It kind of just depends on how injured Embiid is. I don't really know. I didn't get a good feel for it.
He dropped 39 in the first game, and he had that torn knee. So
they're up right now as we're speaking. They're up 8. In the third quarter.
The Hawks
quarter.
Are?
No, the Sixers.
Sixers.
But I definitely think the Hawks have a shot.
Yeah.
Do I think they win? Nah. But, I mean, if Embiid, if his injury gets a little more aggravated, I mean, you know, anything could happen. So, Trey's the takeaway here, though. Trey had a great first round. They probably got the worst team in the playoffs to run up against, you know, with the Knicks. But, I mean, he played well, man. He played so well, and the Knicks did not play well. Julius Randle had a bad series, and he's going to make the All NBA team probably. So,
and he's got a contract extension coming up.
Yeah, and that was kind of the crux there. But no, Trey's been good. The thing about it is, he's always going to be tied to Luka Doncic, and guess who's in the playoffs, and guess who's not. So.
True.
Luka lost, Trey won. But yeah, I've been really impressed. I'm glad he's succeeding. It's a ton of fun to watch guys like that. Those are my favorite players to watch. You know, I'm a big Steph Curry guy, and I love guys that just take shots all over the floor, Dame Lillard, and knock them down because you can't really do anything about it. But yeah, he's playing very well. They got a really fun team to watch. It's not like super talented, but everybody plays within their roles. They know exactly what they have to do to, you know, succeed, and they do it well. They played their own brand of basketball. I don't think they beat the Sixers. I think the Sixers are too good. They got too many guys.
Yeah.
Simmons and Embiid, Harris. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they win, evidently. They got the one that might be the only one they get. Like I said, this all kind of teeters on Embiid's health. But I kind of think that the Sixers take care of business here. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
I agree. Remember when we said that this team was kind of just saying like, hey, fuck it, and thrown together trying to make Trae Young like get all these stats and look good?
Yeah, and it worked.
And now they're winning playoff games. Like, what the fuck?
They are in the East, so, like, I don't know.
Yeah, true.
Crazy shit happened in it. Like, Charlotte was successful this year, so, like, I don't even know which way's up.
Exactly. We got a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot of weird shit going on.
But yeah, it was fun to watch, and they tried to trade John Collins, and they couldn't do it. He's still out there doing stuff, so.
He's playing good, too.
Yeah.
And they got Capella. What the fuck? Like, this team is set up to lose. Like, this is like those 2K teams that whenever you're playing your My Career, they make the finals against you. And you're like, how the fuck did this team make the finals? Kevin Herter's averaging 35 points a game, and Trae Young's, you know, shooting 45% from deep. Like, this team is just set up so... I mean, there's just so many guys around Trae. And the pick and roll that Trae Young and Clint Capela are running is absolutely beautiful. I love it. I love it every time they run it, because either Capella's catching a lob, Trey's shooting a floater, or somebody's getting fouled. Like, it's just money every single time. Now, on the other end, the 76ers have, you know, Tobias played good game one. They still lost. I don't like how he plays in the playoffs, but that's besides the point. Joel Embiid still played good despite having, you know, a torn knee, which I think Joel Embiid can make it out of this series, but I think the later rounds we get into, the more we're going to start seeing it kind of expressed in his game, you know, maybe see him favor it a little more. But I think he can make it out of this series relatively unscathed. Ben Simmons, I mean, he struggles shooting, but that's just him. He's more of a facilitator than anything. Seth Curry's a great shooter, and he's been a great fit for that team.
I was actually just going to say, that guy's been like
insane this year.
That guy's taken over the Curry of the playoffs role. He's like, yeah, I'll handle this.
He's
just hitting shots, man.
He's like a younger J.J. Redick at this point. Like, Seth
Curry's 5 for 5 tonight.
Is he? From 3?
He's got 19 already. There's 6 minutes left in the third quarter.
That's a guy who, you know, in a big-time playoff game, you'd be like doubling the star, and you pass it out to him. Yep. He's hitting that shit every time.
It's like, shit. Yeah. Seth Curry.
It's like, it's like putting him, he's like Austin Rivers. I'm just kidding.
Dude, I don't.
I mean, Austin
Rivers had a kind of a good first round. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got a point. But no, I don't think
I like Austin Rivers. Effect. You know what? I think my game compares to Austin Rivers.
Yours?
I really do. Yeah, yeah. I try very hard. I don't always make the correct decisions. Sometimes I hit threes, and I'm going to try really hard on defense. And, sometimes it goes poorly.
So, more like a Bielitsa or whatever the fuck his name.
Bielitsa? That's a power forward, you goon.
Exactly. So are you. You got that tall, lanky frame.
I am not
frame.
A power forward.
You don't look like you should be out on the court. You know, you hit a shot in somebody's face. You set a screen. It doesn't look right. Yeah.
It's all awkward.
It's all awkward. But hey, it works. And sometimes that guy, 1 out of 82 games, he can win you a game.
Fucking Bielitsa.
All right. We were talking about the Clippers earlier. Jesus. They moved on. They beat the Mavs 4-3. Luka. He's
tough
been
series
the,
for them. Tough series for them.
Yeah, the Clippers got that was the whole thing.
I didn't
was
think
the Clippers
they were
going to
win.
Gonna,
I really
they
did
were going
to
avoid. They did this whole thing. They did this tanking shit to avoid LeBron James in the first round, and they end up with one of the going up against one of the hottest players and teams in the Western Conference. Luka had 46, 14 and 7 in the loss. So just a kind of average game. He didn't really show up as much. Kawhi and George, they had 28 and 22 respectively between the two of them. Luka was the talk of the playoffs because obviously we saw Porzingis come down the court and shoot up his little three-point shot when he had a 2-on-1. Porzingis hasn't been that second guy that they really needed. There's a lot of people saying that Luka needs more help. Luka needs this. Luka needs that. What should the Dallas Mavericks do in this offseason to help improve this team? Because right now, it's kind of a dumpster fire.
I am those people. He absolutely does need help. Porzingis has not panned out. You know, there's
Josh
still
Richardson?
He's still young. Josh Richardson's good. I like Josh Richardson.
What? He sucks ass. What are you talking about good? He's averaging 7 points a game.
He's Josh Richardson.
He's making $20 million. He was great for Miami.
There's 15 of those guys in the league.
He was scoring 18 points a game. They gave him a big contract. He was a two-way guy.
Okay. Josh Richardson's not the issue. He could
easily getting paid
he
a lot
easily
and
go
he's
out the
like
door
shit.
Just as easy as he came in. Like,
no, we can't. You ain't yes, getting shit for Josh Richardson. Who's trading for Josh Richardson?
I'm not arguing about Josh Richardson right
now. The fucking
I don't care
Beijing
about
Tiger Cats? Nobody's trading for Josh Richardson right now.
Oh, I thought I found the damn stat and I didn't. Luka's got like more 40-point playoff games than like
Wilt, I thought. Wasn't it
like
Wilt?
75% of all. No, it's actually way more than that. But Luka has like. Oh, I'm trying to find the goddamn list, but I can't find it. But he's got like. He's never made it out of the first round, right? They didn't win a series last year, right?
No.
And he's got more 40-point playoff games than like.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Like almost everyone who's ever touched a basketball in their lives. So Luke is incredible. The Mavs need to figure it out. They will figure it out. Porzingis is tradable. They got guys that are tradable. They just don't have a ton of talent on the team. Like, they just don't have a ton of guys. And, you know, you think about the places Luka could have gone. Like, if he would have gone to the Hawks in the East, like, are they, like, a finals contender? Like, maybe. If he would
Sacramento.
Be on Phoenix right now, like, you know, that's hard to say because they probably wouldn't have Chris Paul. But, like, what does that look like? Luka
Sacramento?
And Devin Booker. Sacramento. Poo-poo.
He would have been with De'Aaron Fox, you know, Buddy Hield.
Yeah,
one of the Bogdanoviches that aren't related.
They're solid. Anyway, I don't know what the Mavs do. I haven't done a ton of research, but the Porzingis thing isn't working out. The role players got to perform. You got to do something though, and I don't think it's going to be too tough because people want to play with Luka Doncic. They're just gonna like
and
this
Dallas
guy's gonna
is a
win.
Good market.
They're just going to win. This guy's going to win MVPs. I promise you he will. He'll probably win more than one. So we should just accept that for right now. You have a question on here. Is Luka a top three talent already? He absolutely is. There's not a question in my mind. He could be the very best player in the league one day, and that day might not be too far in the future.
True.
The guy's incredible. So I don't know what you do. I don't know how you do it, but the window is here. Like, you have to... You got to do something, man. I don't know. You got to get on the phone, have Luka get on the phone, be like, yo, recruit somebody, you know, tamper, please. Mark, if I'm Mark Cuban, I'm like, bro, do whatever you got to do, okay? Like, I'll give you a stake in Shark Tank. Like, whatever the fuck has to happen, okay? Bring these guys in. We want to get this team to a championship contender. And like I said, I don't know how they do it, but they got to do it. They gotta.
I saw a stat today. The Ringer put it out on Twitter. When Kristaps Porzingis was guarding a player, just any player that he was guarding, whenever they're taking a shot, they had -13.3% of their field goal percentage. Like, it would drop their field goal percentage by -13.3%. That was 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Last year, it was -11. This year, players are 3% lower. Like, their field goal percentage is lowered 3%. So, basically, Porzingis is not affecting anybody's shots. Yeah. He's getting blown by, Remember when this guy was a fucking defensive juggernaut? He was good at blocking shots. He couldn't rebound. He couldn't rebound. I give you that. That motherfucker was a good defensive player, though.
He was on the Knicks. The Knicks stunk. He might have appeared to be a good defensive player, but here we are in the playoffs.
He was averaging 2.5
blocks. And he's poo-poo caca. So
two and a half blocks? He's, you know, like,
Here we go with the blocks. How many blocks did Hassan Whiteside get this year? I don't fucking care about blocks.
Blocks are good if you look at them in certain intervals, you know?
Yeah, but if you look at them the way you want to look at them, they're great.
Exactly. Like how I'm using this argument, so shut up. But I don't know what happened to Porzingis. Why did he just fall off like this? I mean, I know he was injury prone, but goddamn.
To say he fell off would have to mean he was once on.
Okay.
This is the first meaningful basketball this guy has ever played.
I didn't think this guy was going to be like fucking, you know, Zygmunt Sokalskis good, but.
This is how we find out about these guys. I didn't think he was going to. I really thought, like, if he was better, they could have won the series.
Easily. And out of that, if they won that series, think about the West. They have a chance in the West.
Yeah. And he kind of, like, he has surprised me how below average he has been. And we're sitting here shitting on him. What did he average? He averaged, like, 20, I think. So
20 in the regular season. Not in the playoffs, though. You're just talking about the playoffs. Doesn't matter in the regular season. Yeah, 20 and 22 blocks. Doesn't fucking matter.
No, I'm right there, bro. Like,
and also the fact that you have to start Boban Marjanovic at center because Kristaps, your 7-3 center is not playing in the paint. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
They obviously like he can get it done, right? Like he has it in him. Like all he has to do is learn defensively and, you know, be a better rebounder and
care.
You know. Well, I don't think he doesn't care. I just think the lights got him a little bit.
He came out and said that he kind of felt like he was second fiddle. You know why you're second fiddle, Kristaps? Because you're not as good. If you were just as good as Luka, then people would put you on this. It would have been Kobe and Shaq shit, where it's like, oh, no, Kobe's good. No, Shaq's good. Guess what nobody's saying? Hey, Kristaps is better than fucking Luka. You know why? Because you're not showing out.
Yeah, and no one ever will.
Nobody ever
second
will.
Fiddle. That's so funny. He never played with Melo, but Melo got upset when Jeremy Lin was going nutty, and that was Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, Jeremy Lin.
Now we're talking about a future MVP.
Fuck, I think Jeremy Lin could have had. He could have had more of an impact on this Mavericks team than Kristaps. Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know, but it sucks because like, I don't know.
You also said Kristaps is tradable. Who the fuck wants Kristaps?
I think the Celtics would trade for him.
Kemba trade?
I mean, whatever they got to do.
It's going to be Kemba.
It's going to be a trade for him, bro.
You want your guy that doesn't really perform in the playoffs and can't stay healthy for our guy that can't stay healthy and stay in the playoffs? Your guy's oversized. Our guy's undersized. Yeah, it's a perfect trade.
Exactly.
It's like the opposite. It's the opposite player, like opposite size player, but it's the same dude. It's like a my career like player. They're the same overall, just 1'7" and 1'6".
No, but there's definitely. I think there's going to be a market if they decide to trade for him. If they decide to trade him, that is, they might not.
I think they might run it back. I think they were trying to trade him last year and nobody wanted it. Nobody was biting the bait. Yeah,
you know, we'll see.
The Mavs are in trouble. What about the Clips? Let's talk about the Clips. I think I speak for a lot of people when I say. That more people were talking about the fact that, you know, what Luka did. And nobody's talking about the fact that the Clippers won. The Clippers are moving on. Like, that kind of just got it swept under the rug. I thought this was a big deal because I thought they were going to lose. I thought it was over. I thought we were seeing, you know, typical Clips, just like how we're seeing typical Bucks right now. The Clippers are moving on. Are they delaying the inevitable or are they still good? They still got a threat to win the title.
Oh, man, it really sucks to even hear that because, like, you feel like no. Like, we both just said, like, we felt – or I said, I don't want to speak for you, but I felt like they should have lost. Like,
they should have lost.
And Kawhi came up big.
Luka did better than anybody.
Kawhi came up big. I'm pretty sure he scored his career high. He had 43 or 45 or whatever it was. So, he played really well, but it's never been about Kawhi, you know? He always kind of plays well, you know, other than
playoff P.
a couple instances. Yeah, it's always been playoff.
That's
Pete
who it's about.
The other guys that the role players that just
the other guys.
But like, I don't know. I mean, this round's going to be tough. The Jazz are going to play you tight, and they've got guys to throw at you. And you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they throw guys at Paul George and they say you're not scoring shit.
Yeah,
Kawhi could score 50, but you're not going to do nothing. And I wouldn't be surprised about that. And Rudy Gobert is going to be waiting with bated breath to throw people onto the ground in the paint. Like, it's not going to be easy for them. Do I think they could win? Yeah, you have to say that because the roster they have on paper. Do I think they will win? I really don't. I don't think they do.
I don't think they do either. I agree with you 100%. Mainly because the pieces that I was looking at especially was like Rondo. I thought Rondo was going to be a huge piece. Rondo didn't do really jack shit. I think he played 10 minutes or something like that in fucking game 7. Like Zubac, another guy that's probably going to be playing a lot more going up against Rudy Gobert in this next series. Zubac didn't play. I think he played like 5 minutes last. Like they weren't playing him. And now these guys are going to get kind of like thrown in these roles because, like you said, it's not hard to shut down playoff P. It ain't hard. It ain't hard to shut him down. So you're just going to kind of let Kawhi go off. Well, then you're going to need another guy to go off as well. I mean, you can't just have one guy score all the points. Look at what Luka did. You know, that didn't turn into wins. So who are you going to get? Batum? No. That ain't going to fucking happen. Serge? No. You know, Terrence Mann was playing good, but I mean... Yeah. It's just not looking well.
If it's all up to Terrence Mann in the second round of the NBA playoffs, then you're down bad.
I would say Steve Ballmer would lose all his hair, but he already did. But I agree with you. I can't trust this Clippers team. Like it. Just
I think the Jazz take them out. I really do. And I could be dumb for saying that, but I don't know why I would be because they're in the one seed. But
yeah,
I do. I think they take them out. I think they're a better team.
Also, but, I mean, the coaching. Yeah. You got Quinn Snyder going up against Ty Lue. Like, no offense to Ty Lue, but I don't think he's a good head coach. I don't think he's a good head coach at all.
We've never been Ty Lue guys.
No. But then again, coaches do improve just like players. I feel like that's a thing. Spoelstra. Yeah. Spoelstra struggled a little bit when he first started. Now he's one of the best coaches in the league, you know. So maybe we're wrong about Ty Lue, and he's kind of turned it around. Brett Brown was one of the coaches that never changed. He just kept getting worse. So, you know, he could be like that too.
Maybe a switch flipped for the Clippers, and maybe they go on a run, but I just don't see it.
Do you think they get bounced by the Jazz? What do you think about that series? You think they get bounced by
Yeah.
I think it could be a 6-7 game series, though.
Yeah,
I'm
think
excited.
It'll be a long one.
I'm pumped.
But,
I'm pumped.
I think they go out. That's tonight,
I think this
right?
could be, yeah. We're doing this on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
I think this could be the series that, you know, Donovan Mitchell really puts his name out there. And that's what I'm excited about.
You know, we keep saying that, but, like, that boy scored 50 in the playoffs last year.
Well, it was the bubble. It was the bubble, dude.
We're
learning a lot about the bubble nowadays. We're learning a lot. Let's look at the teams that were good in the bubble. Boston, Toronto, fucking Miami, L.A.
That was good in the bubble.
They went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, they were good. They were good. And I think that, would they go 6-7 games against the Heat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good team. Making it to the final. And now, look at all these teams that were top-tier teams. Toronto. Toronto didn't even make the playoffs. We're learning a lot about the bubble the more that this season goes on. Also, injuries might play a little bit of a factor.
Yeah, and like we've also butted seasons like back to back against each other. So I don't know. I enjoyed the bubble. Don't ruin the bubble for me.
I enjoyed the bubble too. I'm just saying that some of these teams just couldn't eat as much as they could chew, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think that's how the phrase works.
It didn't make any sense.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm leaving my take on that. I got the Jazz, too. I'll give it Jazz in 7. I know how you hate predictions of, like, scores and stuff, but I'll give it Jazz in 7.
Scores. I'll predict the series.
First game, 117-114. Yeah. Second game.
I hate the football scores.
Football scores are fun, though, because you have to do the over-unders of, like, how many points are going to get scored, and people like to know what you think. Yeah. goofy. Football's different. It's not goofy. NBA all could right. be a fucking 30-point difference. Now let's get into something that we want to talk about.
We got 12 minutes till we hit 1 hour, and I intend to use all 12 of these minutes to speak about the Celtics, so go ahead.
Yeah, it's time. It's time to talk about the Celtics because a lot has fucking happened. If you don't like the Celtics, just tune it off. Turn it off. Just turn it off. Some people don't like hearing us rant about the Celtics.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Shut up and just listen then. the Celtics shook up the front office. President Brad is literally the fucking president now. He's literally the fucking president. Danny Ainge retired. R.I.P. Danny Ainge. Because he seemed like he was dead for a while up there in the front office with half the shit he's been doing. Head coaching spot in Boston is now up for grabs. Boston went from, hey, we might fire Brad Stevens and not have a head coach to, hey,
nobody
Brad Stevens, you're in charge.
I hate this shit. Brad Stevens was never being fired.
It was whispered
by fucking Joey Boston in the Twitter mentions that you're reading. Nobody was firing
Brad.
Hey,
yo, I heard President Brad's on the way out. He's out of here. He's kicking bricks. Right now, these are just some of the early candidates that were thrown out. Jason Kidd, Lloyd Pierce. Those were the two that I kept hearing. But since then, and that's not like just like Chase's fucking Twitter search. No, that's like Woj was talking about it. And, you know, guys that actually mean. Yeah. But I'm transition. I'm relaying the message. I'm Woj's fucking decipher. And. They're saying Jason Kidd, Lloyd Pierce were the two early candidate names that were talked about. Some guys I heard already got interviewed. I don't know if that's fucking true or not, so I'm not going to, you know, talk about them. But during that time also, we heard that some playoff coaches might be in the running to be Boston's new head coach. And the Magic fired Steve Clifford. I mean, he's not in the playoffs, but Steve Clifford is out. He's a respectable head coach out there now looking for a job. And Terry Stotts, a guy that I just made fun of for not being able to win big games, he's out in Portland. So, Caleb, we got options, baby. I don't know if they're good options, but we got options. Who is the best fit? Not who do you think. Who is the best fit to fill President Brad's shoes?
Okay, so you're going to get mad at me, but I'm definitely copping out. We have idea.
Shocker.
We don't know.
Here we go.
There's a lot of basketball left to be played, and let me tell you something. This is the head coaching spot for the Boston fucking Celtics, Doug. This ain't Sacramento, you know? This ain't the Atlanta Hawks. This is the Boston goddamn Celtics. 17 championships.
That's Kay? Right.
Okay? This ain't a joke. This ain't a joke. Jason Tatum scored 50 five times this year. Five. Jaylen Brown. He's that dude. I don't got no 50 balls for you, but Jaylen Brown's he's a bad man. Now
Carson Edwards.
Now. Tremont Waters.
Tremont Waters. Taco Fall.
Taco Fall, baby.
That motherfucker's 7'6". He doesn't even need to jump and he can dunk it.
Okay, since I won't go full cop out, out of the guys we've listed, Terry Stotts is very clearly the best option.
Yes.
He just is. I'm not a huge Jason Kidd guy. I'm just not. I know nothing about Lloyd Pierce. Has he ever been a head coach?
Yes, he was Atlanta's head coach, and they all fucking wanted him to leave. And then he left, and now they are winning playoff games. That's Lloyd Pierce.
I thought he was their assistant.
No, he was their head coach. He was fired this year halfway through the season because the players hated him. And then guess what happened to Atlanta? Now they're beating the 76ers 1-0 in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, so I don't know. I would say Stotts out of the guys listed, but they're 150% will be people that come out of the woodwork, that leave their jobs, whether it is in the NBA or the NCAA or
throw some names.
Fucking Spain.
Throw a random name.
I don't know. I don't have a clue. I don't know. But it could literally be anyone because it's the Boston Celtics, and they have pieces, and they're gonna have, and you know, whoever does get hired will just live in Brad Stevens' office, because I think Brad Stevens is probably one of the, like, the five best basketball guys on the planet, which is the only thing that makes me nervous about this is, like, why isn't he the coach? Like, I just feel like he should be the coach. I don't know. Maybe I'm nuts. I feel like they have not done a great job with the roster. Ainge had a great tenure. They won a title. They had a lot of good seasons.
Yeah.
But recently, the roster's been, you know, wishy-washy. They tried stuff, the Kemba thing, not really working out. All these role players, they're terrible, terrible, terrible draft picks, just year after year after, just guys that don't fucking matter at all. And I'm excited to see what Brad can do in the front office. I'd probably rather have him coach a team, but I don't know. Whoever does coach this team will be in very good hands. They have very good stars to work with. They have President Brad, who will probably, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Brad was literally on the sideline, like, on the end of the bench. Like, I just don't see how he's not going to be involved in the day-to-day operations of the Boston Celtics, like, where, like, including the X's and O's. But also coming out of this, I don't think Brad Stevens is done coaching basketball.
Yeah.
So,
I think he's gonna get that itch back. Yeah, I feel like he's a coach. He's a coach. He likes teaching. He likes, you know, and he's a smart fucking coach. I've seen him single-handedly win playoff series because how smart he is.
Yeah, and I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means he comes back and coaches the Celtics. And I bet you he's coaching basketball in under 3 years again. That's my opinion on it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he quits Boston or gets fired or.
Did you see that they wanted him to do the duel, president, and he said he said he wasn't going to do it, which
you can't do. That.
I respect that. Yeah, nobody can do that.
Unless your name's Belichick.
Unless you're Stan Van Gundy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have to be excited, right? You have to be because
The team
that has been put together is not a title contender. They probably won't be a title contender next year unless they really shake shit up. So change is always good. The team is going to look very different. I think the Marcus Smart days are over, unfortunately. God, yeah. I love Marcus Smart to death.
He's
going to
be in a trade.
He's one of my favorite basketball players I've ever watched. I love Marcus Smart, but I don't think he's on the Celtics next year. Since they promoted Brad, I don't think they trade Jaylen Brown, but I was not ruling that out as a possibility whenever they lost that series. Tatum's staying. They're going to try everything they can to get rid of Kemba. I don't know if that works or not. I'm going to assume probably not. I don't even know what that looks like.
Saying Kristaps can get traded, but there's not a market for Kemba? I feel like they're kind of the same shit.
Well, it's just a bad contract. I mean, at least Porzingis was playing throughout the year, and he's seven feet tall. Like, Kemba Walker is a 5'9" guy that doesn't play, and he can't play defense. Like, he can score, and I love Kemba. He's a great guy. I'd rather have him than Kyrie all day. I don't care how bad it is. I would. But you're not winning the title with him. You're just not.
No.
Unless he can stay healthy, which he has never proved that he can. So the team's going to look a lot different. It already does look a lot different. And I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, unlike you, I like to give the people what they want and tell them who I think is going to be the next head coach. Not who I think, who is going to be the next head coach, because I know who's going to be the next head coach.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to give you three. Give you three. I'm going to give you the person that I want, the person I think, and then the person I definitely don't want a chance in hell of him touching the Celtics franchise.
Well, that one's Jason Kidd.
Yeah. I'm not even going to wait on it. That one's Jason Kidd. No. Please, no. For fuck's sake.
We don't even got to talk.
The guy I think it's going to be Stotts. Like you said, he's probably the most prestigious coach that's out there. Clifford. He's kind of a dark horse. I heard he's a, you know, kind of a tight-knit guy. Kind of, you know, he's not really a player's coach, which I think this team kind of needs. But the one I want, one that hasn't even been thrown out, I'm just thinking. And, you know, I'm curious what you think about it. What do you think about Bethany Hamilton? Throw it out there. Maybe?
Is that her name?
Yeah, I think so.
Becky.
Becky Hamilton. Is it Becky or Bethany?
Becky
Hammond?
It's
Bethany. Becky Hammond. Same thing.
Wait.
Same thing.
Now you have to look it up.
I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, it's Becky Hammond. It's Becky Hammond. Wait. Yeah, it's Becky Hammond. All right. Bethany Hamilton.
Bethany Hamilton.
A background character in the Hamilton musical.
What?
Becky Hammond. Yeah,
wow,
I want Becky Hammond. I think that would be good. And that's a big time coat. Like, that's something that'll shake up the landscape. You know, that's what Boston is. That's what Boston is. You know, they're a big market. That's a perfect fucking market to do it.
Ooh, you say Boston. Like, those people aren't nice, though.
They aren't nice. But you're going to have President Brad backing you up. I think the people will be okay with it. And the fact that she's been under pop for all this time. Like, she knows what she's fucking doing.
Well, I just feel like she's going to take that job, right?
Pop, yeah. I mean, she could. But, like, I mean, if you get a... Think about if you have an option. You have an option of staying another year in San Antonio or getting a head coaching job now in Boston.
That's true.
You know, like, you're gonna, and you have a better situation now. What are you inheriting in San Antonio? You ain't inheriting shit. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are my options. Even though I absolutely fucked up her name, I knew I was
Bethany Hamilton. That was funny.
I knew I was gonna do that.
Keeping that in.
go right ahead. I don't even give a shit. You know, I hate names. I fuck up names. I'm surprised I don't call you the wrong name. All right.
No, that was good. Becky Hammond, that would be cool. I don't really know a ton about her as a coach, but I know all the players love her. So
the players, absolutely love her.
That would be cool. But at the same time, you know, I mean, all the players love Ty Lue, so.
Yeah, you got a point. And all the players love Kyrie and Russell Westbrook, so.
Yeah.
Maybe the players are wrong sometimes.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. I think we had a good podcast, I'd say so. Yeah, you know, we always come in here, and I always feel like we're dusting off the rust every time we do a pod.
It's like riding a bike, baby.
Yeah, this time it was just smooth, smooth sailing. Do you got a final thought? What's your final thought?
I was going to talk about how you got stung.
I got stung this weekend. Yeah, we could both talk about it. It could be a duel.
So, no. Number one, I want to say we are not on SoundCloud anymore. You don't know this either. But we will not be on SoundCloud anymore, mainly because... What?
No raps. Our raps are going to be taken off.
Yeah, no raps. No raps. But I'm sorry if you listen on SoundCloud, but we won't be on there anymore. It costs money to stay on there, and we just don't need to pay that. So we won't be on there anymore. And I don't really have one. But I do... Okay, I'll give you this one. So I was at... I was at a graduation party the other day, or 2 weeks ago, and, you know, I'm not a big beer guy, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody knows this. I feel like I'm pretty well-versed. I'm not really a huge alcohol guy in general.
True.
So I kind of just drink whatever tastes the least bad and whatever I can tolerate the most. So oftentimes, that is seltzers, okay?
Yeah.
And if you ever thought you were a fucking weirdo... Walk into a Jefferson County graduation party with a 12-pack of White Claw. Brother.
And not be a smoking hot blonde.
They're just like, really? Like, they're just saying random shit. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Like, you're just making, like, pussy jokes and shit like that. I'm just like, motherfucker. I'm just trying to drink a seltzer that tastes like nothing so I could get as drunk as all you people.
You got the girls calling you bitches with their beer bellies spitting in a can.
Bush lights.
They're like, what the hell are you drinking over there, you liberal? Spitting in a can.
But yeah, that's my final thought. I'm an outcast at every party in my hometown because I drink White Claw.
Hey, I'm an outcast at every party for listening to fucking the jazz music I listen to, so it's all right. It works out. So this weekend was very monumental, as we talked about. We went to the Lake of the Ozarks. But the first night, I almost died. It literally almost happened. It was almost the big dog's final straw, the big dog's final bark. I was sitting on the couch. I'm trying to think of a way to phrase this. I was under the influence of a lot of things.
Intoxicated.
Yes.
Heavily.
Heavily. Heavily sedated.
Yes.
Like horse tranquilizer type. You know.
We were watching basketball, right?
Yeah, the Suns. That was right after I said Booker ain't got it in him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got my arm wrapped around the couch. You know, I'm chilling with the boys, having a good time. And my arm started hurting. And I was like, what the fuck? My arm's killing me. And then all of a sudden, I grabbed my arm. And I was like, dude, it's like I moved it. And I was like, God damn, this thing's killing me. I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was looking around, trying to see, you know, if I pricked it on the side of the couch or something, because it was really stinging me. I was like, Jesus, what is this thing? All of a sudden, you know, I get up, and because Nathan, my buddy, he's like, hey, I saw something crawling in the couch. I'm like, oh, fuck. No, oh, fuck. I got bit by a brown recluse or a you know, Charlotte's Web type spider. Like, something bit the shit out of me, and it's not good. So I went to check on it. I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, my wait. I'll fill in the blank here. Okay. So here's from my point of view. I'm like 2 seats away. It's me, Nathan, Chase. Chase is like, I think I got bit by a spider. And he keeps rubbing his arm. And he's like, Nathan's like, oh, shit, I did see a spider. And Nathan, and you were like, oh, shit. And then you went to the bathroom.
I went in the bathroom.
Well, I get up, and I'm like, I got my flashlight on, and I see this big-ass it's this big old thing. And it's got legs and a tail.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Nathan, what the hell is that? He goes, that's not a spider. It's a scorpion.
My favorite thing is the fact that I was in the bathroom, like, freaking out that I got bit by a brown recluse. And all of a sudden, Nathan comes up to me. He's like, hey, it wasn't a spider. And I was like, oh, thank God. I was like, what was it? He's like, it was a fucking scorpion. And I was like, what the, like, why would you phrase it like that? Who does that? Like, that's like me being your doctor and being like, hey, turns out you don't have a tumor. You have AIDS. Like, sorry, but I that's just how I'm going to phrase it. You know, I got stung by a scorpion, and then they found it, and it was beat mercilessly with a croc. I'm sorry, any
resilient motherfuckers, bro.
Dude,
he beat the hell out of that
thing.
It took
like 20, 30 shots. Yeah. He was like, fuck you. He stung another one of our friends, too, in the process. That dude was going down swinging. He was fucking whipping that tail all over the place like it was in the Cardi B fucking background dancer.
Yeah, and then we had to tear the couch apart to get the thing. And then, well, I'm sitting there then, automatically, I'm like, well, how many more of these motherfuckers are in the house, bro? I got to sleep here? We haven't slept at all.
That was the first
night. All we did was get drunk. And now I got to go sleep in a scorpion nest? No thanks.
I'm glad you were thinking about that when I was thinking, this is the first night I'm going to die. I'm going to die in the first night down at the lake.
Well, I didn't want to say it because I knew you were freaking out. I'm like, I'm not going to tell Chase, but I kept
going. You're not
going to
tell
like,
Chase you think I'm going to die?
No. I didn't want to be like, Chase, how many more of those motherfuckers you think are in here?
I mean, like, I don't give a shit. It was bad. But I called poison control. Turns out that it's just like a wasp sting. You know, it's
fine. We looked it up too. It's like there's only one species of scorpion in Missouri, and they're like harmless. They like hurt and swell out, but it didn't even swell up that bad. I don't think it got like red.
No,
right?
I mean no, yeah, and it didn't. It's the next day. I drank enough, so I was, you know, I didn't feel much.
It
pain.
Might have itched.
Yeah, like I said, that thing probably that thing could have stung me like 6 times. I wouldn't have fucking felt it. I didn't feel it until all of a sudden I moved my arm. I was like, Jesus Christ, this thing's fucking killing me. That thing was probably just poking me like a acupuncture needle over and over again.
Add another nickname to the list, the Scorpion King.
I'm the Scorpion King now. That was a good nickname. Jimmy kept calling me that whenever I was on the phone with poison control, so I didn't think it was that funny then. But it's funny now. It's funny now that I know I'm not dying.
The Scorpion King, baby. Yeah, it was a good weekend.
It was a fun weekend. And you know what? It was an even more fun podcast.
Of course, bro. It always is.
Of course.
We banged it out. Our 10 minutes.
That's right. Jeez. That's what we do best. That's what we do best.
Well, as always, thank you for listening. We love you. We fuck with you
do.
If you turn on our podcast. Never know. Thank you. Like it. Subscribe. What else do they say? Turn you know on the post we didn't notifications?
Do? We didn't fucking talk about our social media shit at the beginning.
Oh, no, we didn't.
That's all right.
We'll do it right now.
Okay. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Pointless Sports Opinions.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at PSO Sports One and Pointless Sports Opinions on Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcast. Well, not SoundCloud. Apple Podcasts, Twitch TV, Spotify, and everywhere else. Type Pointless Sports Opinions into your Google machine and we will pop up.
PSO Caleb on Twitch.
Yeah. Twitch.tv/PSO Caleb.
Yeah. All right.
We're doing great things over there.
Say what you got to say.
Spread the word.
Spread.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at Aura.com/safety. That's AURA.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.